Charles Hurt, POTUS tries to buy your love, gets beat inflation instead. By Charles Hurt on November 15, 2021. Gettysburg, South Dakota, so it is true. Money really can't buy you love. Just ask Joe Biden. 2 weeks ago, as voters trudged to cast ballots in off-year elections, shock polls revealed record dissatisfaction for President Biden and his insane agenda of open borders, high gas prices, wild inflation, and American humiliation around the globe. Only the political experts in Washington were surprised by these polls. After all, they are the same geniuses who never saw President Trump coming 6 years ago. The elections that followed put an exclamation point on those grim polls. The experts were somehow shocked again and insisted it was all some kind of racist, white conspiracy. Republicans swept all three statewide offices in the deep Democrat state of Virginia and nearly toppled a sitting governor in the even bluer state of New Jersey. Down-ballot races across the country proved only more devastating. Republicans seized control of the statehouse in Virginia. A truck driver in New Jersey spent just $153 in his primary to oust New Jersey's Senate president, the state's top Democrat Party boss. Watching the floundering disbelief and stammering excuses from the political experts on cable television that night was almost as delightful as watching them on that beautiful November night back in 2016. Politics and media really are the only businesses where you can thrive and fail for a lifetime, and never learn a damn thing. Democrats in Washington were stunned. So they desperately smashed the piggy bank and scrambled to spend all the money they could print in hopes of propping up Mr. Biden's sinking presidency. In the death gurgles of their grip on power in Congress, they rammed through the largest infrastructure spending bill in American history. The vote bribery hog trough bill spends billions on buying votes in the Northeast, where Democrats bribed a handful of Republicans to go along with their dirty scheme. Another $66 billion was included for Mr. Biden's train line to Delaware, the largest expenditure in Amtrak history. In all, Mr. Biden's titanic fake infrastructure bill spends more than $3,500 per person living in America today. Of course, not everyone gets a check. Money like this has to be handed out in an orderly fashion. First in line, as always, are Mr. Biden's friends, family, and political cronies. Still, it is a massive investment in your vote. But then something curious happened. New polls came out. Polling conducted entirely after Democrats passed the largest vote bribe scheme in American history, Mr. Biden saw his popularity actually fall, dropping to new lows, a feat that even intelligent observers thought was not possible. And it's not just Republicans who dislike Mr. Biden. Since spring, Mr. Biden's approval has dropped 11 points among all voters. Among Democrats, his approval has plummeted 14 points since June. Details inside the polling are even grimmer for Mr. Biden and Democrats. A whopping 63% of respondents said Mr. Biden has not accomplished much, with 45% saying he has accomplished little or nothing. Again, this is after Democrats passed Mr. Biden's massive vote-buying bill. Those numbers are worse than they were for President Trump or President Obama at similar points in their presidencies. Perhaps most alarming of all is that 70% of all respondents rated the current economy as not so good or poor. With inflation already galloping out of control, fueled by relentless debt spending by Democrats, the economy is only going to feel worse and worse for the average voters who elected President Biden. Good luck, Brandon. Charles Hurt is the opinion editor at The Washington Times.